Thank you. I now call to order the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for Tuesday, July 30th. Would you all join me with the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, please let the record show that all members are in attendance with the exception of Caitlin Cunningham. If I can get county staff introductions, please.
Tyler DiLorenzo.
And
Melissa. Okay.
During the meeting, we have a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public items as they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to make a comment before we start? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public. Can I get an approval of the minutes for July 9th, 2024?
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the minutes for July 9th, 2024.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes for July 9th of 2024. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. An approval of the agenda for this evening, July 30th, 2024.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for July 30th, 2024 with the following holds. The holds will be for 90 days, which will be our October 29th meeting. And they are item number 4, SDR 240334, MGM Resorts, Land Holdings 2, LLC, and item number 5, DR 240335, Bicor Paradise, LLC.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this evening's agenda with the exception of items 4 and 5, which will be held until our October 29th meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Any informational items, Blanca? Okay, planning and zoning. Item number 1, AR 24400066, DR 220582, Capstone Christian Academy, a design review. Third application for review for the addition to an existing school on 2 acres in an RS20 single family 20 zone, generally located on the west side of Paradise Road and the south side of Serene Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening, Craig Lucas, 9075 West Diablo Drive, Suite 300. We're here tonight to give you a update on the installation of the flashers for the project. And to date, both flashers have been installed. This is the flasher on the east side of the school on Serene and the flasher on the west side. So all the poles have been installed, all the wiring has been installed. The contractor has submitted all the paperwork for final inspection. So we're just waiting on final inspection to be able to commission the flashers. And with that as well, waiting just on final inspection for the classroom addition. So almost there.
Almost there. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
I'm sure if anyone has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to the preliminary staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good luck. You go on to Planning Commission on 820. Okay, item number 2, ET24400078, WS230499, SEC 1910 LLC, Waiver of Development Standards, First Extension of Time for the following: 1, a loading bay within the side yard of an industrial complex, and 2, reduced drive aisle width. Design review for a proposed food salmon processing facility in conjunction with an existing office warehouse building on 1.08 acres in an IP industrial park zone within the airport environs AE60 overlay, generally located on the north side of Mal Avenue, 320 feet east of Spencer Street within Paradise. Hi, can I get you to use the microphone? Give us your name and address for the record.
Good evening, Marissa Furman, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the applicant. We are here just north of Mall and east of Spencer, on the north, an acre. As you may recall, this food processing facility was approved back in December of 2023. One of those conditions was a required review after 6 months. However, the facility is not yet opened. There's been delays in the business license process. They have just received their certificate of compliance for landscaping, determining that landscaping is sufficient and the buffer is adequate. They have permits issued for the loading dock and the foundation pad. The only thing they're waiting on, the certificate of occupancy for business licensing. Everything else is good to go. However, they're waiting on that. They have a scheduled opening date of August 19th, so they're close. And with that, we're before you requesting an extension, just because the required review could be unnecessary if they haven't opened yet. So staff is recommending approval, and we would appreciate the safety of the board.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Would you come take the microphone, please? Give me your name and address for our record.
Francis Gargano, 6941 Jasmine Creek Way, Las Vegas, 89119. We just got this today, yesterday in the mail, so I know you can doubt this, but I have a question.
Okay, if you address the board and then we'll ask the question.
I just want to know if there's going to be an odor or anything in the area. It says this is salmon. I live not far from here, so I'm just wondering if there's going to be a strong odor of fish, or I mean, is this frozen fish? I don't have enough information on this.
Okay.
You aren't notified.
This all got approved in 2023, so all they're asking for is an extension, and at that time they addressed the odor issues. If you can clarify for her, please, the type of packaging you were doing, because I don't recall all the details.
Sure. So it's going to be a mix of frozen fish coming in, being distributed for storage, and then being distributed to restaurants and hotels. There is going to be a processing component for some of the product, all of which will be contained inside of the building. That was a big part of this last approval. It was a hot topic, and the applicant wanted to ensure the surrounding neighbors that it would be optimal. Part of this condition, we'll have to have a required review, a public hearing in a year from the time that the business license is issued. At that time, the purpose of that is to make sure there's no negative impact on the surrounding neighbors and keep dialogue with them. So, okay.
That's all. Okay. You're welcome. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak?
No, I was going to say the same thing.
Okay. If you can hand it back to her.
And I would add, too, that we are going to be required to notify the neighbors at the time of the review. That's part of
it. The first I heard it yesterday.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Seeing no one else, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comments, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff's preliminary conditions, which include the June 19, 2025 commence on application.
All right, motion on the floor to approve this item, subject to preliminary staff conditions, which includes the June 19, 2025 to commence, and also, as she mentioned, the 1 year to review from the date the business license is issued as a public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. You go to planning on 8:20. Item number three, WS240292, Caro Christian, waiver development standards to increase the wall height in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.27 acres and an RS 5.2 residential single-family 5.2 zone within the historic neighborhood overlay, generally located on the east side of Spencer Street, approximately 125 feet south of Ottawa Drive within Paradise. The applicant here. Alright, I make a motion to trail this to the end. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, items 4 and 5 were held. Item number 6, VS240321, Spencer Raw LLC, vacant abandoned easements of interest to Clark County located between Flamingo Road. Pardon me?
6 and 7.
Oh, very good. Is that okay with the applicant, 6 and 7 together?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So vacant and abandonment easement of interest to Clark County located between Flamingo Road and Michelle Avenue and between Spencer Street and Bruce Street within Paradise. And item number 7, WS240320, Spencer Raw LLC, waivers development standards for the following. 1, reduce street landscaping, and 2, allow modified driveway design standards. Design reviews for the following. 1, lightning plan, and 2, retail building and gas station on a 1.43 acre portion of a 4.12 acre site within an existing commercial development in a CG commercial general zone, generally located on the south side of Flamingo Road and the east side of Spencer Street within Paradise. Hi.
Good evening. Juan Mendoza, 6631 South Las Vegas Boulevard, Suite 320. I'm representing the owner and developer. A little bit about this project. This is a simple case for there is proposed to be at the southeast corner of Flamingo Road and Spencer Street. As you can see, this proposed development is under an existing commercial development. Everything is general commercial. The proposed store, it is a 5,200 square feet convenience store with a fuel canopy that has 7 fuel pumps. Everything is facing west towards Spencer Street. Item number 6, which is the dedication, there is at this corner there is an existing development that is going to be demolished, and there is an existing driveway. That is the first item that we need to. We're not using the existing driveway, so we are proposing a new one. That's why we are vacating the existing easement. The existing driveway is located somewhere around this area, and we are proposing with our development moving and aligning the driveway with the other existing across the street, and also aligning the driveway with the drive aisle, existing drive aisle that is as of right now. I'm here to answer any questions that the community or you guys have.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Would you mind handing the microphone to the gentleman? If you can give me your name and address, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Hello?
There we go.
I'm David Stahl. This is 3921 Camden Way, a quarter of a mile from the proposed location. I'm going to speak out against it. Number one, traffic. Gas fumes, it's less than a quarter mile away. And thirdly, there's a new gas station that's being built by Flamingo and Eastern, which will serve the public, and we don't need another one. Yes, at Maryland and Flamingo is another gas station. So we don't need another gas station. What we need is housing.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? Seeing no one, I'll close the public and open it to the board. One of the concerns I had was on the throat depth that the staff brings up, where you only have 5 feet, with where 25 feet is required. Can you point that out to me, which drive you're talking?
So as we are talking, basically, we're talking about these driveway, and the concern that the staff has is, right now we're proposing a longer distance at the ride-in, or when you're driving and getting into the store. The concern that the staff has is right now around this area. Let me show the reasons why, the constraints that we have. The way that the truck that is going to deliver the fuel is going to work is that they need to come from Flamingo and do this path, and they need to stop right at this area. And in order for them to make that exit of the development, there's not really enough room to increase that throw depth at that corner. We are already using the minimum and maximum distance required per the developer and also per Title 30. But we are working with staff in order to resolve like these concerns that they have. We would gladly appreciate your support with the current layout. And as I mentioned previously, we're working with staff to address their concerns.
Well, my concern is because it's on the Spencer side, which is a small feeder street compared to Flamingo.
Yes.
You have concern with backing up traffic, especially with the entrance being to the drive of the office complex on the other side. So I see why you need it, but I also see the problems it is going to create on Spencer if they don't have enough to be able to turn in, and then, I mean, it's just a little short.
Yes.
There's not really a place for a car to sit there if that truck is there.
Correct. Well, I mean, if the truck is sitting here, I mean, once, this is typical standard old gas station, like, they would just pull the truck and obviously part of the lane will be closed, but I think that the biggest concern is what happened if the vehicle is trying to get and make this turn and there's another trying to get out. So one of the things that we're proposing to the staff is having a stop sign right here or some kind of control that we could assure that we don't have that issue. It's more like a crashing issue right here.
Anyone else?
What would you have there?
What's that?
How would you control it?
Well, we could control it with internal stop signs.
Excuse me?
Internal stop signs. So we could have a stop bar right here between the canopy, the fuel canopy, and driveway.
That's not going to work. A lot of people don't read signs, particularly if they're on private property.
What's that?
They don't pay attention to signs, particularly if they're on private property.
Correct.
So that really isn't a solution to the problem, because people do what they want to do.
Are you still going to have access? There's an opening to the property next to it that has a flow of traffic lane. Are you familiar with Spencer?
These one?
Yeah. Are you going to still have access to that? Is that
going to be absolutely.
We're not closing that access
at all.
Okay, so that access to the other exit
will be still there. Yeah, this is a commercial development, and we're not actually closing these. So you can see the existing drywall right here. So this access towards this exit or towards this other exit will continue there. We're not touching that. Okay.
There's no way that you can widen that somehow?
There are ways that we could, and that's why I'm saying we're working with staff in order to try to satisfy their concerns.
So that gives more of a flow, because you have more of an exit if you have two and you're shortening your...
What's that?
It gives you more of a flow.
Yes.
To the other, if you're not closing it off, that was my concern. If that was going to be closed off, you're definitely going to have backup. You know what I mean?
We're not closing that one at all. We can't because it's a whole commercial development. I actually can show you another. This shows the full diagram. So there is an existing facility here. There is an existing facility here, and everything will be connected within here, how it is right now.
Well, that's the only part of it I'm not willing to support, because you don't have a solution to that. You're going to work with staff to come up with a solution.
Yes.
Well, when that happens, then you can do that. You've got time between now and where's it going next.
It is
DCC on 821.
DCC,
yes.
So you've got time to deal with staff and try to correct that problem.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, I think you're going to have a problem with the DCC as well.
Yes.
I'd just like to make a comment to the gentleman who spoke. Unfortunately, even though we might not like gas station by code, that use is allowed there. So all we can make our recommendations on is the waivers that they want to be there. So it's not that we don't appreciate your concerns, but we have to go by what is allowed on a commercial property, which would be a gas station. So do you have anything?
I have one more question. You're asking for a reduction of landscaping, right, where it's called? What, I mean, it doesn't say like the percentage or where we're going with that. I don't know if Title 30 actually
would
cover that. Or,
yeah, absolutely.
Because it says you're reducing you're asking for a reduction of landscaping where one large tree, and I'm kind of a particular person. We start talking about commercial properties and putting rocks and stones, and it doesn't enhance the property.
So the reason why we needed to request for that waiver is because Title 30 requires you to have every 6 parking stall a tree when you are in front of the store, so or a building. So in this case, you can see you have 6 parking stalls, we have a tree, 6 parking stalls, we have a tree. But then we have 6 parking stalls. We can't accommodate the tree right now because we have the ADA path that is coming from Spencer. The same scenario on this one. So we have, and I think I forgot to mention, this proposed development will have EV charging. Right now it will be 4, and it will be expandable to 8 in the future. So all these parking stalls will be for EV charging. So the ADA path from Flamingo and Spencer and from those ADA stalls comes through this area. We don't have the room for that street. However, in order, we worked with staff and we decided to get recommendations from both, right? The landscape architect and the staff. We added extra trees around the building to kind of compensate the trees that we are unable to add on these finger islands. The other thing is that there are existing trees along Spencer and Flamingo that we are keeping. We're not removing both. We're removing one tree. And the only reason we're removing that tree is because it's too close to the driveway and it is under the site visibility zone right now. So since we are proposing the new development, we have to get rid of it. But that's the reason why we're asking for that. The
Any other questions?
Yes.
Anything else? All right, I would make a motion. I'm gonna follow along staff's recommendation to approve the waiver of development standards 1 and the design reviews, and denial of waiver of development standards number 2, which is the throat depth. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So you go to 821, and I'm sure
did
you'll have it all resolved.
Did we do 6?
6.
So that's
6.
I'm sorry. And I make a motion for item number 6, which. Oh, here we go. Sorry, it's the vacate and abandon the easements of interest to Clark County. I will make a motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I forgot we combined those. All right, we're going to go back to item number 3, WS240292, Caro Christian. Do we have an applicant? No? All right. Make a motion to return to Town Board at our next meeting, which?
August 13th.
August 13th, 2024. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Any general business? Nothing. Comments by the general period? A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there anyone in the public who'd like to speak? General comment? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public. Our next meeting is August 13th, 2024.
Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
I'm sorry, 4 and 5 have